Moose Jaw, City Council has appointed a new AE Peacock Collegiate student to sit on this year's Youth Advisory Committee after the previously appointed candidate resigned before the group had its first meeting. Council unanimously approved Mickey Peebles to the advisory board during its October 21 regular meeting. The teen's term begins immediately and concludes on Monday, June 30, 2025, or until a successor is appointed. Council also accepted the resignation of former committee member Lucas Castning, who also attends Peacock Collegiate. On September 24, the city clerk's office received an email from Castning, whom council had appointed on August 12, along with 12 other youths, saying he was resigning from the Youth Advisory Committee, a council report said. Meanwhile, on September 30, the school's principal provided an alternate nomination to fill the vacancy that Castning's resignation left. Included in the council package was the email Castning sent to the city clerk's office announcing that he had to withdraw his participation on this committee. However, the clerk's office blacked out the reason why the high school student was withdrawing. The Youth Advisory Committee accepted Castning's resignation during its first meeting on October 2, the report added. Peebles will join the following students on this year's Youth Advisory Committee. A.E. Peacock Collegiate, Kaylee Hodgeboom. Vanier Collegiate, Arlen Dequina and Maria Puto. Central Collegiate, Drew Amel and Nathan Piscio. Cornerstone Christian School, Drew Biet and Matea Purdy. Riverview Collegiate, Emma Russell and Lexis Schaffer. Saskatchewan Polytechnic, Altif Iqbal Mansouri and Nandini Barreau. École du Charme, none. The advisory committee has several responsibilities, such as endeavor to increase positive public awareness and understanding by youths of local government and assist in developing new outreach and/or communication policies, strategies and programs. To network with peers and community leaders and to participate in a forum that is open, welcoming and fun. To provide communication between youths of Moose Jaw and City Council that will enhance the quality of life, health and well-being of those youths. Make recommendations on youth recreational opportunities and community activism. To identify things in the city of Moose Jaw that are valued by youths, including the things that are considered assets, strengths and opportunities in our community. To act as a positive advocate and provide leadership experience for youths. To network with student councils and other youth organizations. Meanwhile, the group's expectations include: recognize that the chief role of the city of Moose Jaw is to provide exceptional customer service to customers, citizens, visitors of Moose Jaw and each other. To create a city of communities, a city that cares about its people, the environment and the opportunities to live, work and prosper. Recognize the importance of teamwork to provide the best possible service to internal and external customers. Meanwhile, City Hall is looking for residents to sit on the Board of Police Commissioners, Development Appeals Board, Public Library Board, Palliser Regional Library Board and Waccamaw Valley Authority Board. The deadline to apply is Friday, November 1, so for more information or to apply, email cclerk@moosejaw.ca or call 306-694-4424. The inaugural meeting of the new City Council is Monday, November 18, while the first regular meeting is Monday, November 25.